This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. And John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I was kind of chuckling because we were talking about university was very close to, in distance, to our farm. In Virginia, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that story later. But if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Mike Parsons is with us. Welcome, Mike.
Greetings, Vincent.
That's great to hear your voice, Mike. You know, I guess you had a chance to watch what maybe they say 100 million people or so watched last night. Do you have any reaction to what they're calling the debate?
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I actually have a life outside of evaluating things such as that. I anticipated one thing. I kind of got another. Hillary didn't explode on cue like anticipated. She did present herself as someone responding to Trump as though he were a six-year-old and somewhat, you know, demeaning, but she spoke in platitudes. She didn't answer questions directly, and she basically could spin on a dime. She could give you any kind of response that was positive, even to things that were total failures. I wish Trump would have done a better job of explaining the failures, like you know, her policies that she supported, and Benghazi, you know, pointing out people in the audience that were there, such as Bill's former lovers, Jennifer Flowers and Monica and such. But he didn't do that. My concern about him was that he was just a tad bit reserved, but maybe he's holding back for another debate. And I wish he could really get on board with what freedom and liberty is about and the Second Amendment, the right, the God-given right to defend yourself shall not be infringed, doesn't go away when somebody accuses you of something and puts you on a no-fly list or whatever. That's something that he has yet to discover, and I hope that he will have a quick learning curve on that and get up to speed, because liberty is something that you don't lose because of someone's opinion.
Mike, he has his own airplane. I don't think he flies commercial flights very much. I mean, I may be wrong, but he may not be experienced in what it's like to have these TSA types put their hands down your pants or feel the back of your collar or put their hands up his wife's or children's shirts. He may not, you know, he may not have much experience with that. And because of that, he may not know what an outrage it is to fly. And so he may not know what it's like to, you know, go to the airport and find out that, oh, you can't fly because you're on this list. And I have a feeling that if he did, and he was denied access to a flight for one of his, you know, meetings, he'd be livid, and he would fix it immediately as president. I really think that. And then he would realize, what, are you kidding? You know, are you you're putting me on a no-fly list? I haven't done anything. What's this all about? And how many other people have you put on the no-fly list? So I guess I have some hope that maybe he if he moves into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that have some hope that maybe he can fix that and a whole bunch of other things that are wrong. But what I noticed is he did not respond with the attacks that he could have on Hillary Clinton. As you said, Benghazi did not come up. Lester Holt did not bring up Benghazi. He didn't bring up the Clinton Foundation and how only 5.7% of the foundation's funds are used for charity. So what is that foundation for, and who are on the who are the board of directors, and what do they do, and what's the mission of the Clinton Foundation, and why is so little of it used for charity? It seems like it's used as a checking account for travel, or a business account for travel, or a piggy bank for the Clintons. And what about Hillary's health? That didn't come up at all. It seems like the we'll call it the alleged debate was really designed to help Hillary. And I noticed that her health, which was in question for so long prior to the debate, I think I saw a medical miracle on the debate. She looked radiant. She looked pumped up. She looked healthy. She didn't look wobbly until I saw her walk one step down off the stage, and it was really deliberate how she was taking that one step down. She didn't just bounce off the stage down one step. It was a little slower than most people would take that one step. So it appeared to me that she was medically assisted. Now, I could be totally wrong, but in my opinion, she looked really well, and she was on her game, and she was well rehearsed, well choreographed. And she was quick. She was quick at the jabs. However, I believe Donald Trump spoke from his heart. He was not as well prepared as she was, in my opinion. And although I looked at the numbers, according to the polls, according to CNBC, Hillary Rodham Clinton took 33% of the poll. Trump, 67. So Trump clearly, according to CNBC, won that debate. Time Magazine, Clinton, 46. Trump, 54. Trump won there, too. And then the Drudge Report, 82%. If I've got this right, I believe. I'll make sure, but I believe Trump won that, too. Bottom line is Hillary looked great, but I don't think I could feel her lying. I could feel her lying through her obfuscation. She avoided all the things that she did wrong. She avoided. She tried to put blame on other people for her misdeeds, her mistakes, and she kind of let it seem that maybe even Trump was involved in, it's you, Donald. She's a slippery, slimy creature, and the last thing I want to do is have her represent my interests as someone who lives in the United States. Mike?
You ever see the movie All That Jazz?
I don't think so.
There's a movie, and I can't remember the names of the actors. There's a white actor, and there's a black actor, and they're dancers and choreographers, and they do Broadway type performances, and the one guy smoked like a train, drank like a fish, slept with a different woman every other night, and every morning he would go through the same routine. At the beginning, he would wash his face, take some pills, put on some makeup, look in the mirror, and say, "Showtime." I think that Hillary Clinton presented the best All That Jazz Showtime routine, bar none, last night than I've ever seen, because she was on cue. She had the perfect makeup. Everything was as it should have been for the illusion of what she wants to portray to the people. But that's all it was an illusion. It's an act. All you have to do is look at her record. Look at the right things that she has done, and that's who Hillary Clinton is. It's not what you see last night or what you heard last night. It's what you've experienced over the last several years to know what you're dealing with. And don't fall for the illusion, because that's all it was. And she's scripted. She's controlled. She's, from start to finish, a tool for the powers that be that want to destroy this country and continue to keep us enslaved. And the only way to stop that is to reject it. Now, has Trump been marginalized? Has he been bought off? He met with Kissinger. Is that the sign of things to come? Who knows? The reality is if you sign up to vote, you're going to be asked, are you a U.S. citizen? If you check the box yes, then you basically made yourself subject. You don't have constitutional rights. You have privileges, and you follow their code, rules, regulations, and statutes of a U.S. citizen. You have benefits. You've traded your status as a live man, a sovereign, to that of a subject citizen. So you might want to think twice before you check that box. And I don't say that lightly, because I realize the consequences if people don't go out and vote. But then again, do the votes really count? I can tell you, as one who has experienced it, the elections are rigged. I've seen it firsthand. Do I think the presidential election is any less rigged? Absolutely not. I'm not that naive. I know that they can create the illusion of an election. The media is bought and paid for. They can present to you the appearance of, and you can watch all that jazz and fall for it and go back to sleep. Or you can do as Vincent and I do, and you take responsibility and start providing for yourselves and save money in the process. Instead of going to the grocery store every week and spending a lot of money, you might be able to do like we do and go out to the garden and pick vegetables and pick up eggs every morning like an Easter egg hunt. Do those things that we've slowly done over time to put ourselves in a position where we don't spend a lot of money, where we're not dependent upon the resources of others. That's what independent self-sufficient looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've got the numbers for the Drudge poll. And Drudge said 82%, Trump 18%, Clinton. So Drudge had the most, the largest percentage of people who were polled who thought that Trump won the debate. So all the polls say Trump won the debate. However, Hillary was really, really prepared. She had her script memorized. And Hillary had this bright red dress on. I wonder how many batteries it took to make that thing glow. Trump was in a dark, dark suit with a blue tie. He, in terms of presence, that red suit really showed up well on stage. It really did. And the black suit, not so well. But I think Trump was pretty class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, Mike Parsons is with us. So, Mike, I have some notes that I wrote down last night as I was watching this debate. And I was watching it in the kitchen on a computer screen. So I wasn't watching it on a big screen. So I was sitting, you know, right in front of the screen, and the family was kind of watching it with me. And so what I saw was Hillary learned how to smile for this debate, this alleged debate, and make herself appear friendlier, more likable, healthier. Donald Trump was all business. And he wasn't smiling and, you know, laughing and, you know, looking down at Hillary as she appeared to be looking down at him, you know, from her higher station in life. And, of course, Donald Trump has more wherewithal and more wealth. She has more power. And by the way, I noticed that Donald Trump didn't say things like, by the way, how many people have died around you? You know, how many close people, including your boyfriend? Didn't he die? Didn't he shoot himself? According to the reports, wasn't he murdered? He didn't say those things. I'm talking about Vince Foster. Hillary had a more robust vocabulary. She was, and I'm just reading some of my words that I wrote as notes as I watched this. She seemed to have more energy than I've seen her have. She didn't yell like she normally does. And she didn't point her finger like she normally does, or Bill Clinton. I mean, that famous finger pointing that the Clintons or maybe even known for. She curled that finger so that she touched the tip of her pointing finger to her thumb, and it was, maybe it was super glued there so that she wouldn't point. I noticed that Lester Holt, the moderator, was unimpressive as a moderator. Hillary, of course, had the brightest costume on. She had this red pantsuit. You couldn't miss her. And obviously that was to draw attention toward her. She deflected the 30-something thousand email question. And she seemed to question Trump's wealth like it's a bad thing. And I can tell you that I don't know a single penniless person who has used their funds to start a company. Normally it takes some money somehow, either borrowed other people's money, family money, friends chipping in to start a business. You just can't start a business with zero money. It's impossible. And she seemed to, I won't say attack, but point out that Trump has a lot of money. And I think that it was great that the way he used that. It's like, yeah, I used that to build a business, and we hired people. And then she talked about, they must have dug really, really deep to find, you know, minutia dirt that they could expand upon to make it seem like Trump is a miserable, miserable guy. But when you talk about miserable guys, if you listen to any of the instructors whom have been on this broadcast with us, Larry Nichols and others who have met Hillary personally, they don't think she's a nice gal. They don't like her. They think that she's, you know, evil. Or at least that's the impression that I got of the words they used. And so Hillary seemed to attack his bankruptcies. And what's a bigger bankruptcy than the United States? Is there one that's bigger than this? Than the one that she participated in? The one that she is expanding the debt on? Is there one bigger than that? But Trump didn't come after her for that. And of course he didn't expand on the murders that surround the Clinton family. So those are just some of my notes on the alleged debate. And here's something else. So I was reading the internet this morning, and there I found this poll, and I don't remember what the poll was, but one of the questions was, did the alleged moderator of the alleged debate do a good job? 4% said he did fine, quote, I guess. 24% said all the media is corrupt. 2% said Lester Holt did a good job. 70% said Lester Holt did not do a good job. And I agree with the 70%. Mike Parsons and I'll be right back.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons, I'm looking at an image on the internet. And there's Hillary in a blue pantsuit, and she's standing on a platform. And the platform is, maybe 3 feet wide and maybe 18 inches deep. So it's just enough for her feet, and she could shuffle to the left or to the right. She's got a microphone in her hand, And it looks like there's some Secret Service types standing near her, you know, ready to do whatever they have to do to kill whoever they have to kill if they get out, if the supporters of Hillary are get out of control. But they're not out of control. They seem to be well intentioned. And here's what their intentions are. Hillary is facing these people. There's a pipe railing to prevent these people from getting really close to Hillary. So there's this pipe railing about waist high. And the people are 6 feet away from Hillary on the other side of the railing. And they all have their backs to Hillary, and they have their hands up in the air like in the German salute of World War II. Okay? In their hand is their phone. And they are looking up toward the ceiling, away from Hillary. Their backs are to Hillary, and they're taking a picture of Hillary with themselves in the picture. They are taking selfie pictures of Hillary with Hillary in the background, the person taking the picture of himself or herself in the foreground. And that's what we have become. We haven't become, you know, if I saw a famous person or a notorious person, and if I were interested in taking that picture, I certainly wouldn't say, hold on while I take a picture of me with you in the background. I would just take that picture of that person. It wouldn't even occur to me to put myself in that picture. But that's not what's happening with the people surrounding Hillary. They are taking pictures of themselves with Hillary in the background. Mike, have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, back in the early 90s when I first ran for state representative and I went to a couple of these political functions, I'd never been anything like it before. But it was virtually all these people wanting to take pictures with each other. And I couldn't understand it, but what it is they create a archive so that in the future, if that person ever does something great, well, then they can ride their coattails. They can say, see, I was with this person once upon a time. I think that's what it is. I think it's this 15 minutes of fame mentality. They want to be part of the scene. They want to be part of the gig. And the way to do that is to do the selfie thing. I think it's closer to a selfish thing, but I think that's what it is. It's a tinge of narcissism where people have to have a certain amount of inclusion into what's going on for their own ego, I guess.
We had a guy come to our first expo, and he was running for president. And he was an unknown guy. He was somebody who was just trying to get a little bit of traction. And he came to our expo as a presidential candidate, expo number one. And there was a gal who I didn't realize exactly who she was, but she was like the head of the Republican Party in the Springfield, Missouri area. And so she and I and another guy were in her office, and we were talking about, you know, what we could do to get people interested in the expo, because we'd never done one before like this. And she said, what we can do is we can have some of these candidates and we could have pictures taken. You can get yourself in a picture with the candidate, comma, for $25. I thought, what? What? Some guy wants to run for office and to get your picture taken with him, you're going to pay $25? That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts. But the point of it is, that's how they think, Mike. You're absolutely right. And I'm glad you reminded me of that. But I haven't seen that before. I've never seen where you get your picture taken and you have to pay to have your picture taken. Like, look at me. I'm with this important guy. I'm really, really important. And here's the proof of it. Here's my picture. Oh, by the way, I had to pay for it. I can't believe it. It's insanity to me why anybody would do that. But then again, I was at my cousin's house, and he went to school with Bill Clinton. And the one time I was at his house, there in his family room And, you know, there's a whole bunch of the Finellis were there. And there in the family room was a picture of Bill Clinton and my cousin. And they had their arms around each other like, you know, they're buddies. And I said to my cousin, you know, I looked at it, and I pointed at it kind of like Columbo. And I said, that's what's his name, right? And I said, you leave this out here in your family room where people can see this? He was really proud of it. He was really proud of this picture of him and Bill Clinton. And I thought, gosh, I wouldn't want people to see that if I had a picture of, you know, me that close to Bill Clinton. Just my thinking, Mike.
You never know what a person will feel has value or will impress others, and to each his own. You and I were talking the other day about people becoming more and more dependent, and something was brought to my mind. I remember the movie Top Gun, and in part of the movie they talked about how the Navy pilots had become dependent upon guided missiles and had lost their dogfighting skills. And that was the mission of Top Gun program, was to refamiliarize them and bring them up to speed on these dogfighting skills. I would say today there are people who literally use their GPS for traveling to places that they once knew how to get to with no problem, but now, without the aid of the GPS, they might not be able to make it. And I would venture to say there's probably a generation now growing up who've never used a paper roadmap, or let alone can tell you about the directions they're going or the approximate distance and miles they've traveled. They tend to use minutes as a measure of distance. Now, the only problem with that is they fail to consider that the rate of speed has a direct effect on the time it takes to travel any given distance. And one of the reasons I would never fly commercial, aside from the groping and the other problems associated with TSA, is the fact that the flight crews all fly by GPS. They no longer have the paper maps, and forget about dead reckoning or the ability to fly by landmarks. They rely on GPS and flight directors that are controlling the autopilots for about 90% of the flight. Now, consider this. What would they do if the satellites controlling the functionality of the GPS has failed? How many would be able to find their way along the roads to the destinations, or identify the roads from at 40,000 feet and 500 knots? Would you be able to find the right airport without navigation aids? Would you be able to feel comfortable that young pilot who's never held a paper sectional or en route low altitude chart would be able to find his way to an airport suitable for landing a Boeing 757?
I have a friend who I haven't seen in many, many, many years, and he's a pilot. And he was talking about this one area that he would fly over, and it would kind of give him a landmark as to where he was. And he'd say, yeah, Pizza Hut. You know, I look for the Pizza Hut because it's got this bright red roof. And back then they had these bright red distinctive roofs. And they were one of the very few businesses who painted their roofs red, and that's what he used as a landmark. And you're absolutely right. So Mike, I just typed in search on search engine, do we use maps anymore? And a whole bunch of results came up, and the headlines are, why companies can hardly do without maps anymore. Most people can no longer navigate with a map as we become more accustomed to GPS. RIP, rest in peace, Google Maps, what do you use instead? The bottom line is, there's a post, let's see, on Daily Mail. It says, most people can no longer navigate with a map. Most people. Not some, not a few, but most can't navigate with a map. And I went, I was traveling to Kentucky several weeks ago, and what I do is I stop in those rest stops, you know, the state sponsored state rest stops and along the interstate. And when I go in there, I wash my face and I pick up a map. As a matter of fact, I don't pick up one map. I pick up multiple maps. And I make sure that I have one map for each member of our family so that they can have that in their vehicle, a map. And why would I want a map of Kentucky? In case I go back there, or Tennessee, or Alabama. So, you know, the glove compartment of the vehicles have maps from Missouri and Tennessee and so forth. And so why would I want to buy another map and pay for it again when I've already paid for the maps that are at these rest stops? I've already paid for those. I've bought gas and contributed to the state government with taxes. So why not get the map that I paid for? And that's what I do. And I can read a map, Mike. And I know you can. And I know most of our class can as well. If not all of our class. But, Mike, we are a very small number of independent thinkers here at USA Prepares. Very, very, very small. As a matter of fact, I was thinking there's so few of us that I don't know if I should keep broadcasting. Is the first time I said that. I've been thinking about that over the last few days. Why am I doing this? There's so few of us. Are we having any impact at all? I don't know. Maybe for a few. You know, 10,000 maybe. But how does that compare to all these people taking selfies? Just dropping the bucket, right? We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Mike Parsons, just want to mention that, you know, remember Wells Fargo and how recently they fired 5,300 employees for creating over 2 million accounts, fraudulently created accounts. The story goes that Wells Fargo managers and bankers took part in an unethical scheme or techniques to improve their sales numbers. And they were pushing their employees to create these accounts. And the employees did, to keep their jobs, I suppose. And the employees were monitored through quotas and so forth. So here you have banking employees that are being pushed to create accounts that customers don't want. The phony accounts are created. And then 5,300 employees get fired. And so how do you trust an organization who that is in control of your funds? They've got your deposits, and they create these accounts. We are really at a disadvantage because they have us by the throat. They have our digits under their control. So what do you do in a situation like this? Well, obviously, you don't do business with Wells Fargo. And you tell everybody in your family, you don't do business with Wells Fargo, and here's why. But how many people just say, well, you know, it doesn't affect me, and it's okay. It's just, you know, it really doesn't bother me because it's not my money, and I wasn't impacted. But it's a systemic problem within that organization. And where does that come from? Does that come from the janitor? Does that come from the guy who sweeps the floors or takes out the trash or cleans the windows? I don't think so. I think it comes from the top. I think it's a culture that comes from the top. And if you look at any organization, the culture, the tone of that company, that corporation, comes from the top. And if you look at the debates, and if you look at Hillary Clinton and the deaths surrounding the Clinton family, why would we want someone like that representing our interests and the United States Corporation. Why would we want a CEO like Hillary Clinton? Mike, your thoughts?
I don't know why anybody would support anybody with such a track record of the Clintons, period. Because, as you said earlier, nothing but death and destruction has followed them their entire career. Yeah, just because the Clintons had the appearance, the illusion of a robust economy in the 90s had nothing to do with any things that the Clintons did, because, as you know, Bill Clinton raised taxes. It was only because of the interest rates being lowered and some things that were done prior to him coming into office that affected that. But as I tell people, it's simple. Build it here, grow it here, buy it here, consume it here. That's the way to maintain your wealth. We have to get off of the fiat currency. We have to go back to real money. And regardless if it's gold and silver or bananas, it doesn't matter. If it's just labor credits that we can declare and trade amongst ourselves, that's fine. It will take away the control of the central banks that are stealing us blind, and you'll have what's yours. You believe it or not, there was a time in this country where there were no taxes. Prior to the Europeans coming over, there were no jails, there were no prisons. People lived fairly peaceful lives, and they owned and kept what was theirs. And, of course, since those times of the European settlements, now there are jails and prisons, taxes, licenses, permits galore. If I'm not mistaken, since the revolution, virtually the people in charge have been white folk from Europe. And I'm not trying to cast disparity upon a class of people, nor a race, because we're all in the human race. We all have the same needs and desires and wants. We just have to look at what has been failing us for 200 years and perhaps go back to what the founders discovered, which was self-governance, and start anew.
Yep. Mike, when we come back, let's talk about young people and some of the things that they need to learn how to do, because I'm convinced that too many young people don't know how to maintain their vehicles. I don't even think they understand traction, friction, skidding, and driving in snow and ice and rain. Let's talk about that when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.